From the college campuses of Syracuse University at Syracuse, New York, and the University of Colorado at Boulder, Colorado, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, transcribed in the last College Quiz Bowl program of this season, the current champions from Syracuse University will defend their crown against the varsity scholars from the University of Colorado. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for our final battle of the undergraduate brains. Final battle for this season anyway. So, let's get right at it. First, we'll check in with the champs. Back to serve as referee for the Syracuse University team is Bob Whitney of station WSYR in Syracuse. How does your squad look tonight, Bob?
Well, they look bright and alert to me, Alan, and out to prove that last week's upset of Washington and Lee was no fluke. Here they are to say hello.
Ray Gunter, Buffalo, New York.
Janet Carroll, Utica, New York.
John Beach, Syracuse, New York.
Jane Bauer, Briarwood, New York.
There you have the Syracuse University team. Now, let's call on the magic of radio to speed us out to Boulder, Colorado to meet the challengers. Standing by to referee for the University of Colorado team is Star Yellen of station KOA Denver. Are you with us, Star?
Sure am, Alan. With me are four Colorado students who aren't a bit scared of those Syracuse giant killers. I'll ask them to introduce themselves.
Gret Strasburger, Wilmington, Delaware.
Ann Howard, Denver, Colorado.
Alan Love, Fort Collins, Colorado.
John Moore, Aurora, Colorado.
Okay, we've met both teams. Now, before Jack Costello explains our quiz bowl rules, may I point out that we recognize full well that in putting the emphasis here on the College Quiz Bowl on a quick recall of specific facts, we're pointing up only one of the objectives of college education. But we're likewise giving you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Jack?
Right, Alan, here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Colorado signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner.
Thank you, Jack. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And there's our opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up question, and coming up is a 25-point bonus. A picture of a double portcullis appears on the badge or insignia of a very famous royal family and is, in fact, a kind of pun on that royal family's name. For 10 points, what is the name? No takers? I'll tell you, Tudor. Tudor is the famous family's name. The portcullis is a kind of iron grating or door, and the pun is on the badge forms is a Tudor. You got it? Okay, here we go. We've still got a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your next toss-up. What is the name of the Honolulu-born boy who is the present middleweight boxing champion of the world? Syracuse.
Ray Gunter.
Bobo Olsen.
Right, for 10 points. Here's a 25-point bonus, Syracuse. The consecutive administrations of 3 United States presidents are referred to as the Virginia Dynasty. Now, we're going to give you 25 points if you can name the presidents whose administrations are so termed. Anybody on the Syracuse team?
Ray Gunter, Allen.
Okay, Ray.
Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe.
That's right. All Virginia boys. Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe served for 24 consecutive years. You know, we had this question for quite a while, but we couldn't use it as long as Washington and Lee was staying in here as a winner. Okay, here we go with a toss-up question, and coming up is a 30-point bonus. The first name of the author of the Kane Mutiny is... University of Colorado.
Ann Howard.
Herman.
Yeah, Ann, I'm sorry, but you interrupted me before I finished the question, and that was not the answer I was looking for, so I'm going to start out with a minus 5 points for Colorado, and I'm going to finish the question for Syracuse. The first name of the author of the Caine Mutiny is the same as the first name of the author of an earlier story with the same general background that was also dramatized on Broadway. Now, for 10 points, what is the name of this earlier play?
Janet Carroll.
Billy Budd by Herman Melville.
Aha, that's right, for 10 points. Billy Budd by Herman Melville. I thought you were going to give me Herman. Okay, you got a 30-point, three-part bonus, Syracuse. Anybody on the team? Work as a team. Famous artists have been the subject of fictionalized lives by well-known writers and of orthodox biographies. Now, for 10 points apiece, answer the following questions. On what painter's life did author Somerset Maugham base his novel The Moon and Sixpence?
Janet. Do you want to take that, Janet?
Paul Gauguin.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, 10 more points, Syracuse. If you'll tell me, what is the name of Irving Stone's biography of Vincent van Gogh?
Conference, Alan.
Speak up.
Janet Carroll?
Janet?
Lust for Life.
That's right, Lust for Life. Well, yeah, conference for good fruit. All right, here, you can get 10 more points if you'll tell us what author wrote a psychological biography of Leonardo da Vinci. Confer away, but time is called. No time? Time? Sigmund Freud. Freud, in his book, Leonardo da Vinci, explained the artist's life in terms of his early history. Okay? Now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Jack?
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And tonight, our last program, each member of both the winning and the losing teams will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnar wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnar family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. And now, with 19 and a half minutes to go, the score is Syracuse University 65, the University of Colorado minus 5. Back to a toss-up question, Alan.
Okay, let me tell you something, Colorado. We've had a lot of schools with this much of a difference between the scores who have done real well, come right out the top. So here we go now. Coming up is a 30-point musical bonus, and this is your toss-up question. For 10 points, what cutting tool spelled backwards is a past tense of an intransitive verb? Oh... Colorado.
Ann Howard.
Was.
No. Can you take it? Can you take it, Syracuse?
Jane Bauer has it.
Saw.
That's right.
Sue.
That's right. The question was, what cutting tool spelled backward is the past tense of intransitive? She got the verb, but we're... Okay, here we go with a 30-point bonus for you, Syracuse. Mm-hmm. See, that was so near, Colorado. Here's a musical bonus on geographical location. 10 points each. What would you be looking at according to the titles of each of the following works? First,
John Beach on that, Alan.
The Grand Canyon.
That's right. John Beach, you got the Grand Canyon Suite by Freddie Groffay, all right? What would you be looking at if you heard this with the title of this music?
I don't think we have that, Alan. John Beach, you want to try that?
I just guessed the Swan Lake.
No, you'd guess wrong. That's Pines of Rome by Respighi. You'd have been looking at the Pines of Rome. Okay, what would you be looking at here? No takers?
I'm afraid not, Alan.
Appalachian Spring. Appalachian. Okay, by Aaron Copland. Okay, here we go now. We got a 30-point bonus coming up here. And here is a musical... Oh, here is a toss-up question that's going to test your ability to translate symbols into music. Now, you music scholars, listen, you get with me here. Assuming the following song is written in the key of C, I'm going to read you the notes using the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do scale, and you are to signal as soon as you recognize the song. You ready? Okay, here goes. Do, re, mi, fa, la, sol, mi, sol, fa, mi, fa, re, mi. Do, re, mi, fa, la, sol, mi, sol, fa, mi, fa, re, do. No, no takers? I didn't sing it, did I? Okay, it was Home Sweet Home. Do, re, mi, fa, la, sol, mi, sol, fa, mi, fa, re, mi. Well, I got to sing on this show after all. All right, here we go. Here we go. Toss up questions. 10 points if you can tell us what the following men have in common. Barry Goldwater, Frank Barrett, Price Daniel, and Henry Colorado.
John Moore.
They're all United States senators.
John, you're right for 30 points. That's 10 points. You got a 30-point bonus coming up. Okay, here you go, Colorado, with a 30-point bonus coming up. Fact and fiction are full of accounts of daring, dramatic, breathtaking escapes. We will describe three such escapes. Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to name the characters involved. First of all, this fictional character lost a shoe in the course of a narrow escape from being put into a pie, the fate that befell his father. Who is he? He's a fictional character. Anybody on the Colorado?
Conference.
Oh, you're going to hate yourself if you don't get this.
Time. I believe they'll pass, Alan.
Peter Rabbit, you know, his father, you remember, was caught in Mr. McGregor's garden and put in Mr. McGregor's pie. All right, 10 points if you can tell us the man who escaped from a Boer prison at Pretoria by climbing over a wall and has since become a very world-famous gentleman.
John Moore?
Winston Churchill.
Right, for 10 points, John Moore. Okay, you'll get 10 more points if you can tell us who this is. He was the sole survivor of the fictional sinking of the Piccadilly Daisy. Who is he? Fictional sinking of the Piccadilly Daisy.
Conference?
Hurry.
I will pass, Alan.
Robinson Crusoe. Okay, here we go with a toss-up question. Coming up is a 30-point, three-part bonus. Here are two famous lines from Hamlet. Now listen carefully. These are the two famous lines from Hamlet. And it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Now, for 10 points, give us the line that directly precedes this excerpt. So, takers? Syracuse.
Ray Gunter, if thou to thy own self be true.
Can you take it, Colorado?
Alan?
Yes?
And to thine own self be true. And it must follow as the night, the day.
That's right. All right. To thine own self be true. The line, as I got it from Syracuse, was if to thine own self, wasn't it? All right, if was the wrong word. All right, now, before I go on to your 30-point Colorado, I want to tell you something. You know, as Bobby Burns said, the best laid schemes of mice and men gang aft the glee, and to our great embarrassment, a toss-up question on a Lewis Carroll line last week went to Syracuse when it should have stayed with Washington and Lee. Now, we're embarrassed, and we're very sorry. But a careful tally reveals that Syracuse would have still come out the winner, although by a very narrow margin. So we are sending our apologies to Washington and Lee, a real championship team, and our very sincere thanks to you listeners who took the time to tell us about our error. Okay, Colorado, here is your 30-point bonus. It's a question about geography. I hope you're on your toes. You know, rivers frequently form all or part of the boundaries between different states. Now, we're going to give you 10 points each time that you correctly identify the states officially separated by the following rivers. First of all, the Delaware River. The states officially separated by the Delaware River. What are they?
John Moore.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Right, for 10 points. The states officially separated by the Connecticut River. Long ways from you all out there. You don't know?
No thinking. Alan will try it.
Can we say Connecticut and Rhode Island?
No, I'm sorry. It's Vermont and New Hampshire.
Right.
Okay. The states officially separated by the Columbia River.
Ann Howard.
Washington and Oregon.
Right, for 10 points.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, during these 60 seconds each week, it is our custom, first of all, to meet the individual members of the challenging team, which means that I'm going way out to Denver, Colorado, to meet, first of all, Fred Strasburger. What are your plans, Fred, when you finish college?
Well, I think I'll work for a year and then possibly go into graduate school in psychology.
Oh, you're going to work a year, though, huh?
I think so.
Good idea. Ann Howard, what are your plans?
Well, I'm going to finish school and get married.
In which order?
Get married and finish school.
You're going to get married before school's out, huh?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Your fiancé a student there?
Yes, he is, or he was.
Well, we all wish you very much happiness, Ann.
Thank you.
Alan Love, you're not going to get married, are you?
No, I'm not.
With a name like that, you know, you never... How are you doing, Alan? What are your plans when you finish college?
As far as I know, I'm going to Austria on a Fulbright scholarship.
Are you a Fulbright scholar?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think you deserve a hand, and it's a pleasure to have you here in the Quiz Bowl. John Moore, what are your plans?
Well, I plan to work with the electronic computers, the giant brains you read so much about these days.
You do, when you finish college, which will be when, John?
About 3 years.
You are a freshman, then, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
A freshman at the University of Colorado. Okay, that is our University of Colorado team, and a good one it is. Now let's go out to Syracuse University up in Syracuse, New York. First of all, Bob Whitney, I understand you're a student up there, is that right?
Radio TV major, Alan.
Well, I think you're getting A in your course, boy. You're very good. Bob, who's going to speak up for your school tonight?
Ray Gunner tonight, Alan.
Ray, what are you going to say, boy?
Well, Alan, I think I'd just like to tell you that about the biggest thing on the Syracuse campus all this week has been the college quiz bowl.
Well, that's good to hear.
People have really been excited about it. We're very happy our winning over Washington and Lee last week. They're tremendous sports because we received letters from them this week congratulating us on our win, and that made us feel very, very good about it.
Well, that was very nice of those men from the South. You see, they're gentlemen down there, aren't they? How about any publicity on your team up there, Ray?
Well, we've got editorials running in the campus newspaper cheering us on. We've got all sorts of copy being written about it from just about every angle. When the tickets went on sale this week, or not on sale, but were distributed, they went in about 23 minutes, so people are pretty much head up about it.
Well, that's very good to hear. I'm glad to know we're getting this kind of reaction up at Syracuse University, and believe me, you deserve the support you're getting up there in Syracuse, and that looks like, though, now our time-up period is out, so let's get back to the quiz, okay?
Right, Alan. The time is 8.5 minutes to go. The University of Colorado has a score of 45, Syracuse University, 85. Now, how about another toss-up question?
All right, now, for this toss-up, you're going to hear the actual voice of a well-known poet. For 10 points, you are to name the poet and the poem he is reading. Okay, here goes.
The chair she sat in like a burnished throne.
Syracuse.
Jane Bauer.
That's T.S. Eliot, A Game of Chess.
Okay, I will accept it. Can you tell me what A Game of Chess is from?
From The Wasteland, Alan.
That's right. T.S. Eliot reading The Game of Chess from The Wasteland. You're so right, Jane. You got a 30-point bonus here for Syracuse. Now, this one, I want you to complete the following lines of poetry. 10 points each time you do. First of all, anybody in the Syracuse team will tell me the line or lines that follow. I wandered lonely as a cloud. Oh, you know this, Syracuse. Time is called that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd of what?
A host of
golden daffodils. Okay, 10 points if you'll complete, or give me the line that follows this one. Something there is that doesn't love a wall. You know.
Short that. Conference on that, Alan.
Something there is that doesn't love a wall. A time is called that sends the frozen ground swell under it and spills the upper boulders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. Mending Wall by Robert Frost. The first one was Daffodils by William Wordsworth. I didn't identify that, huh? Okay, the lines that follow are the line that follows this one. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow.
Janet Carroll.
Upon the crosses, row and row, that mark our place. Wall in the sky.
All right, I'll accept it. I'll accept it, Janet. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks. And so forth. That is Flanders Fields by John, and Flanders Fields by John McRae. Coming up is a 40-point bonus, and here is your toss-up. For 10 points, with the regular baseball season just around the corner, how many American cities can boast of two or more major league teams? Colorado.
John Moore wishes to answer.
Hurry, John.
Three.
Right, for 10 points. John, do you know which three? Which three, John?
Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia.
That's right. Okay, here's your 40-point bonus, Colorado. Since 1948... this is a real stinker. Since 1948, the United States government's foreign aid program has been carried on principally by three agencies which have succeeded each other, and each of which has been referred to by the initials ECA, MSA, and FOA. Now, you're going to earn 10 points each time that you can tell us what the initials stand for exactly, and you'll earn 40 points if you can get all three sets correct. But incidentally, let me tell you, I want only one answer from the team on this, and you're going to be watched very carefully with the time. Okay, the time will begin now. What does ECA stand for?
All right, Ann Howard will try it.
Economic Cooperation Administration.
That's right. Economic Cooperation Administration. All right. Has one answer now. What does MSA stand for?
Mutual Security Agency.
Right, for 10 points. Now, finally, you'll get 40 points on this question if you'll tell us what exactly what FOA stands for.
Conference.
Hurry. FOA. Time.
And?
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Foreign Operations Administration, the initials used by the Eisenhower administration.
I'm sorry.
Foreign aid. Okay, you were so near to 40 points there. All right, coming up is a musical bonus of 30 points, and here's your toss-up. For 10 points, in the nursery rhyme, what type of apparel was worn by Wee Willie Winkie? Colorado.
Alan Love.
Nightgown.
Right. Okay, that makes the score 85 for Colorado, Syracuse 105, and you've got a 30-point musical bonus, Colorado. Now, it's a 30-point musical bonus on popular songs. You know, I'm sure, that every standard popular song has a refrain in the third quarter of it that's called the bridge or the release. Now, it's often less familiar than the major melody, and that's your problem right now. 10 points for each of these familiar songs that you're able to recognize from the release as we play it. First...
Over the Rainbow.
That's right, Ann. Now, from this release, what is this familiar song? Don't know? You don't recognize it? Sunny Side of the Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard, isn't it? All right, what is this very familiar song? Score 95 to 105.
I hear the song of the smiling troubadour. I hear the throbbing guitar. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause. After each song to the stars.
Moon over Miami.
Oh.
Okay, you could have tied it up with that one. All right, here we go. Coming up is a 40-point bonus. 40-point bonus, and this is your toss-up. Study in Scarlet is not a painting, but rather a book in which a famous fictional character was introduced for the first time. Syracuse.
Ray Gunn.
Sherlock Holmes.
Right, Ray. You got the question. You got the question before I asked it. For 10 points, I was going to say, who is this character? And it was Sherlock Holmes, the famous creation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. All right, here's your 40 points, Syracuse. Now, I want you to forget your diet for a moment, and for 10 points apiece, see how good you are in identifying the following goodies. The dessert, for 10 points. The dessert, incidentally, you got to work fast and come up with a single answer. The dessert that sounds like a mathematical ratio. pi, which sounds like pi, the ratio of circumference to the circle of a diameter. All right, the dessert, which might also be a very cold place cooked. A very cold place cooked.
Janet Carroll.
Baked Alaska.
Right, for 10 points. All right, a dessert that sounds like a large North American member of the deer family. Time is called Moose. Moose, M-O-U-S-S-C. All right, but it's fun. All right, a dessert or side dish, which is also a colloquial expression meaning nonsense.
John Beach.
Bologna, I don't know if it's dessert.
Applesauce, boy, applesauce. Okay, the score is 125 for Syracuse, 95 University of Colorado. 1 minute to go, and here we go with a 15-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, what is the difference between etymology and entomology? Syracuse.
Ray Gunner.
Etymology is the study of words and their derivation. Entomology is the study of bugs.
That's right, for 10 points. Here's a 15-point bonus, Syracuse. Alliteration is a favorite device of poets. For 15 points, in what literary work does the following alliterative line appear? The fair breeze blew, the white foam flew, and the furrow followed free. In what literary work? The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Coleridge. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, why has the Empire Windrush been in the news recently? No takers, because the Empire Windrush is the British transport that was burned and sunk off the coast of North Africa. Here's another toss-up question with a 20-point bonus coming up for 10 points. What famous battle in American history was fought in January after the peace treaty had already been signed in December? Colorado.
Ann Howard.
It was the Battle of New Orleans in the War of 1812.
That's right, for 10 points, Colorado. Oh!
And that's it. The time is up. Sorry, Alan, but the game's over for this season. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl, tonight, 105 points for the University of California and 135 points...
Colorado, boy.
University of Colorado. I'm so excited. And 135 points for the winner, the Syracuse University. And to each member of the Colorado team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnall wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnall family of fine watches... Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. The winning team from Syracuse University will not only receive Whitnall watches, but Syracuse will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the university. Now, here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate our last winner this year in the College Quiz Bowl, Syracuse University, Ray Gunter, Janet Caro, John Beach, Jane Bauer, you're great. And to the fine scholars out there at the University of Colorado, may I say you did a wonderful job. Fred Strasburg, Ann Howard, Alan Love, John Moore, you all were great. And there you have it, the last College Quiz Bowl program for this season. We certainly have enjoyed our association with so many of America's leading colleges and universities over the past 6 months. And we're mighty happy to have had the opportunity of spotlighting here in the College Quiz Bowl the academic side of college life. Now, if you found these Quiz Bowl sessions interesting and entertaining and worthwhile, we would appreciate hearing from you as we hope to return in the fall. So until then, may I say again thank you to the outstanding students and institutions who have participated. On behalf of all of us here in the College Quiz Bowl, our staff, and my two research assistants, Nancy Newman and Nancy Phobes, this is Alan Ludden saying, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were, for Syracuse University, Bob Whitney of station WSYR Syracuse, and for the University of Colorado, Star Yelland of station KOA Denver. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. Jack Costello speaking.
Next, hear Toscanini conduct the NBC Symphony on the NBC Radio Network.